This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Go! 7 after the hour. DJV Experience, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Karen Schillen, Doug Steffen. Should I put the people that are on the program in a different order sometimes? Like, I should not be first, maybe I should be last. This is Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Karen Schillen, and Doug Steffen. It doesn't make a difference. Everybody knows what's going on here anyway, right? Yes?
True. Sure,
yes.
Correct.
All right, so the continuing focus on fun, good stuff. Captain Kirk. Jennifer? Your father and William Shatner are friends?
They are.
Yesterday, Mr. Shatner was at the NASA headquarters to responsibly put into outer space some items that needed to go to V'ger 1. When I say V'ger 1, nobody knows what I'm talking about. From the movie, the first Star Trek movie, with a focus on Voyager 1, and that's why he was invited yesterday. Probably a number of reasons, just because he's Captain Kirk. NASA enlisted him to read a message. There was a contest, remember? And the message was for its hashtag message to Voyager contest. People came up with a perfect tweet to be beamed out to V'ger 1 and V'ger 2. And Kirk read it. As a matter of fact, there must be some audio of that somewhere, Carrie, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a whole long video of him at NASA. Yeah.
Yeah, but can we extract a little audio, just him saying whatever it is he says? Doesn't he say, we offer friendship across the stars, you are not alone? Wasn't that the message?
That is the message. Yep, yeah. That's the tweet that he then gave the command to the NASA engineer to send to the Voyager.
Right. So let's see if we can find that. I think it'd be cool to have that. I think it would be wonderful, if you know what I mean. There's a subtle suggestion that I, as the leader of my own spaceship, the good ship DJV, sends to those who would be also a part of the DJV experience. Speaking of experiences, here's a good story, Jennifer, from Cali-49A. I wonder how often this happens and they just don't get caught. Lady has a brand new limited edition Camaro. It's the Indy 500 pace car. So she brings it in to the Chevy dealership to have the car serviced. And she's in a loaner. And she goes to the drive-thru to get her lunch. And what does she see at the drive-thru? Her car. The mechanic decided it was such a hot car. This is a
test run through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Right, yeah. So she takes the video and goes back to the dealership and is presented with a bill, at which time she says, I don't think I'll pay the bill. And this shows the manager of the video. So, stuff like that. I think that goes on a lot. Those of you who are in the car business, those of you who leave your car off to be, you know, they give you this, and I'm gonna give you a personal example of this from last weekend. I have a car that has those sensors in the tires so that if they go down below the pressure, you get a warning light on the dash, you know, 29 PSI instead of what it's supposed to be, I think 42. So I'm seeing this, and my guys don't know how to fix this stuff. I can fix almost anything that runs on my farm, but we don't have, this is sort of a sophisticated piece of computer equipment that's actually inside the tire, and it sends out signals. So it's got to work correctly. So I have a beef with the Rover dealership at the moment, so I decided I would take it. On Monday or Sunday, I went over to see if the Firestone guys could fix it, and they said they couldn't today, but bring it back in at 11 tomorrow morning. Okay, 11 o'clock, I show up at the Firestone dealer. And at 11:30, I'm still waiting at the Firestone dealer. And at 12 o'clock, I'm still waiting at the Firestone dealer. So you can imagine how many conversations I had with the manager at that point. And I finally said to him, you gave me an 11 o'clock appointment. Are you just kidding? He said, well, we're busy today and we don't have enough help. I said to him, that's my problem? My problem is that I've wasted an hour of my life sitting here and I have things to do. It's not like, you know, I'm here at your disposal. You can do whatever you want with me. And the reason I bring it up is not to tell you necessarily the story about Firestone, because it goes on almost everywhere. These people who run these dealerships, and it isn't just car dealerships, but you can find it all over the place, they play with you to have you sit around and do other things or to make it seem like they're more valuable, whatever their motivation is. How many of you have been annoyed, or do you even think about it? Do you just accept it? I think that's the worst part of this, is people accept being treated this badly. Right. 13 past the hour. Those of you who have pain in your life, I'm talking about physical pain, will be interested in the next conversation that we're going to have. Matter of fact, you hear us often talk about Veterans Administration, the VA, and what's going on, what systems are in place to care for those people who have served us. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of a specific area that's improving in just a moment here on the DJB Experience. Did you know that statistics show 1 in 5 female students will most likely be assaulted during their college career? That's why it's so important, if you have a college student who's going to be returning to school, they are significantly prepared and are safe by carrying a Tiger Lady. Tiger Lady is the revolutionary defense tool based on one of nature's best defenses, a cat's retractable claws. Tiger Lady is easy to use, lightweight, and designed to collect DNA. Tiger Lady fits in your hand, and when you make a fist, claws come out just like you are a Wolverine. Tiger Lady requires no training, is safe to carry, legal in all 50 states. Make sure your student packs the one essential item for safety when returning to school this year, a Tiger Lady. Get Tiger Lady today by going to TigerLady.com. For a limited time, get a pack of 4 at a savings of over 15%. Use code DJV for an additional 15% off by going to TigerLady.com using the code DJV.
Heads up, we're going back in time to 1977. Bell bottoms, disco, CB radios, streakers, and Ford F-Series starts its epic run as the best-selling trucks in America. Fast forward to 2017, and F-Series is still king for 40 straight years. How do you own first place for that long? The answer is not some mystery wrapped inside an enigma. It isn't some philosophy revealed only by an all-knowing dude with a big beard and a crazy robe sitting on top of some mountain in the Himalayas. No. Because here's the deal, my two-belted friends. The answer is rock-solid durability, up to the nanosecond technology, and jaw-dropping capability. The Trinity of Tough. That's why F-Series trucks are the trucks more people count on to do the job than any other brand. And that's why the competition hasn't been number one since 8-Tracks. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Nonprofit organizations help rural communities thrive. And farmers across the country have a chance to support these organizations through the America's Farmers Grow Communities program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund. Through the program, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Ralph Stegbauer is a volunteer fire chief from rural Ohio, whose department has received donations in the past.
With the help of the Grow Communities program, we were able to purchase 3 new tornado sirens that have helped provide a much-needed alert system for the entire community.
The Grow Communities program will award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits in 2018 and has given more than $26 million since 2010. Farmers can learn more and easily enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. Again, that's www.growcommunities.com.
15 past the hour now. We have with us Dr. Audrey Kusiak, who is a rehab research and development specialist, manages the spinal cord injury disorder and pain and regenerative medicine portfolios at ORD. And I must admit to not knowing what ORD is, Dr. Kusiak. What's ORD?
Good morning, everybody. ORD is the term we use for Office of Research and Development at the VA.
All right, got that. You also are here with Dr. Bob O'Brien, who is a psychologist working with the VA's Health Services Research and Development Service, with a focus on pain management and the strategies that are working. What is there about this that has been so difficult? Why is it that it's taken this much time to focus on this and get it right? Because I'm guessing at this point in time you actually are getting it right. Is that true, Dr. Kusiak?
Well, I hope we are getting it right. Why has it taken so long? I think it's because this instituted a cultural change, not only at the VA, but also in the United States. And once this cultural change became so, that's when everything started to fall in place. We need to look at every individual as a person and not just a bunch of people with pain. And we have to look at this in terms of the whole mind-body. It's not just looking at pain in terms of trying to alleviate it, but putting the person, the veteran, in charge of their pain management.
And this has ramifications for millions, tens of millions of Americans who were not necessarily in service to our country, because what you found out can be applied to those outside of the veteran circle. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Whatever we do not only benefits the veterans, but also Americans.
Dr. O'Brien, as the other side of this study, the psychology of it, the mind-body connection, if you're feeling good in your mind, you're going to feel better in your body. But which comes first, the alleviation of the pain or the dealing with it? Because there's, you know, your mind, when it gets put into motion, thinking about the pain can make it better or worse, I think. Am I right in that? I don't want to assume anything.
Yes, I think you're right. One of the things we have to look at is, and as part of what Dr. Kusiak was saying, looking at the individuals, we have to look at, in some cases, there might have been some areas of mental illness that were present before the pain, and sometimes it's caused by the pain, which might be things like depression, poor sleep habits, poor quality of life, anger, loss of self-esteem, all things that could be attributed to pain.
So
that's part of why it's been so long in getting a really good handle on this.
So let's talk about strategies now. What are the things that are actually being done, Dr. Kusiak? Spend a minute on that, if you would.
So a couple of things that we're doing in the VA. And the first thing that we have instituted is what we call patient-aligned care teams, or PAC teams, that are specifically targeting pain management. And this, like I said, is a team of clinicians, social workers, nurses, as well as the veteran. And we put the veteran front and center in these groups, letting them know, letting them participate, and letting them, like I mentioned previously, become managers of their own pain. So that's number one. The other thing we're doing is we are also instituting at many of our VA medical centers some complementary and integrative health approaches. These are approaches that are non-pharmacological or no drugs, but include acupuncture, yoga, access to Tai Chi, etc. So we're trying to use the whole, what I mentioned, mind-body approach by giving the veteran a menu of options so that they can say, okay, I'd like to try yoga, I'd like to try this, and I'd like to try that, and work with their clinicians and their team so that they can better alleviate their pain and increase their function.
All right. So I'm going to give you kudos. I'm pretty critical of the VA. Good for you and good for them. I hope they'll all take advantage of it. And this is the information that we're trying to pass along here for you. If you're a veteran, go to research.va.gov for more information on these various approaches to chronic pain. If you're in the VA, research.va.gov. 21 past the hour. Thank you, doctors.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
This is the music from the Foo Fighters. Great names for some of these groups. There's been a lot of speculation for a number of months about who the big special guest is on the new Foo Fighters album. Now, there is an answer. Dave Grohl has been teasing this for their upcoming album, Concrete and Gold, saying that it includes a guest turn from the biggest pop star in the world. And a lot of the speculation has been about Lady Gaga, Beyonce, maybe, that sort of thing. Did you do any speculating, either of the two of you, or any of the two of you?
I thought Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah, we thought Lady Gaga, because she loves rock music, so that kind of seemed like that would be the right answer. People initially thought Taylor Swift and Adele, because they the
she
same producer.
She steps out of her comfort zone.
Lady Gaga?
Adele does.
Yeah.
Gaga. Which one? Gaga does?
I don't know. Well, Taylor Swift and Adele, both of the same producer who's produced the new Foo Fighters record, has worked with both of those ladies, so I think that's why everyone thought, oh, it must be Taylor or it must be Adele. But Dave Grohl shot down that pretty quickly, so it was left on the internet to speculate that it was Lady Gaga or Beyonce.
Ladies and gentlemen, the envelope, please. Do my Johnny Carson Karnak impression. Answer, Justin Timberlake. Question, who is the fabulous talent on the Foo Fighters album? Justin Timberlake, eh? Timberlake.
That's shocking.
Well, it's not exactly a fit, or it didn't seem to be a fit anyway, from what I know of Timberlake.
Has he ever done any mashups or work with rock musicians before? I'm trying to think of, like, collaborations he's done. He's done stuff with rappers and Jay-Z, but...
And country. Remember his performance with Chris Stapleton?
He doesn't... He wasn't friends with Grohl before, but Grohl invited him to listen to what they were doing, and he liked it, and then they started hanging out. A girl says, we drink whiskey in the parking lot. He was really cool. And then after listening to it, he said to a girl, can I sing on your record? I don't want to push it, but I just want to be able to tell my friends that I sang with
on a Foo Fighters record.
Foo Fighters. So they had him add some vocals to one track with Grohl saying he nailed it. I'm telling you, this guy's going somewhere. Kind of like Paul McCartney with, remember when,
Kanye West, and yeah, everyone was, who's this Paul McCartney guy? He's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, so that's kind of cool. I like Timberlake. I told you earlier about what I thought regarding him and his ability to be a star. Ed Sheeran. For Kara fans and Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran. I was going to say Ed Sheeran fans. Kara Schillen and Ed Sheeran. I like the way that sounds together. Ladies, what do you think? Ed Sheeran.
Sounds good to me.
Kara Schillen. Huh. Well, he is not going back to Game of Thrones. Mixed reactions to his cameo on season 7's premiere episode. He opened up about the experience, insisting that his character has been laid to rest. Nobody wants to see me come back. He said, I wanted to be in a cameo, and I've done it, and that's it. I enjoyed it.
You know what's funny to me, after it first happened, is there were so many Game of Thrones fans who were shocked that he was in it, which was surprising to me because they'd announced it months before. Like, it was old news that he was going to be in it, but I don't know. That's how cameos work anyway, isn't it? Someone comes on, that's it. They don't come on again.
Well, what did his Twitter fans say about it? What did they not like?
I think that people were just surprised. It took them kind of out of the story to have a random celebrity on it, which I understand. But the thing is Arya, who is one of the characters, one of the biggest characters on the show, really likes him and wanted him to be on it. So the producers brought him on to surprise her and as a gift for her. So I think that's kind of cool. I think that everyone else should go. You know.
What are you going to get us, Debbie? Yeah.
It's 28 past the hour. The
perfect night. Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Like all appliances, if you show some love to your washer and dryer, they'll love you back with long-lasting efficiency and performance. First, always follow the use and care guides to keep your machines humming. It's important to inspect washer hoses monthly for cracks and keep your door seals clean. For dryers, you want to wipe down the inside, clean the lint filters daily, and clean the exhaust ducts as needed. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Tech Gear tees and tanks for her, just $5.99. Sonoma tees for him, just $6.99. Women's Sonoma and Apartment 9 jeans, only $19.99. Kids athletic shoes, $34.99. And the Big One Twin bedding set is just $49.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's not our everyday sale. Thursday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary, tax extra.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Now 33 after the hour. Focus on reality here. The DJV Experience. I'm Doug with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, going through a lot of different information that is important for all of us to get a grip. Here's something that I want to lay it out there, and you do with it what you want, okay? Everybody has different reactions to these conversations about immigrants and immigration and illegals and all that stuff. So the data is in on how the program is working, like it or not. This is not about liking the program or not liking the program. This is, from my point of view, just a statistic that I find, I don't know if shocking is the word, because that's an overused word. I find it compelling that only 913 refugees were admitted into our country last month. This is the first time the monthly intake has dropped below 1,000 in the past 16 years. So for the last two administrations to this point, the smallest number of monthly admissions since going back to just as George Bush took over. The pattern obviously has been, it comes from different sources, declining number of Muslims that are coming in to our country from other places. But the 551 who came in here were Christians. Let's see here. And by the way, this is not about Hispanics. Excuse me. This is about people that are coming in from other parts of the world where there are problems. We've long, remember, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free, and, you know, we'll take anybody kind of who comes to us and says, I want to come to your country for whatever the reason. So the stat is about religions and people who are coming here from countries in Europe. For example, there were 53 Baptists who came to our country from Ukraine in the month of August. 551 Christians, 185 Pentecostalists. All of these people are from mostly Eastern Europe. I find it interesting because 220 were Muslims. There were 48 Sunnis from Iraq, 47 from Syria. The remaining 142 people were unaffiliated, didn't have any religion at all, although a couple identified themselves as Buddhists and Hindus. But there are countries that you never heard of who have people coming to our country because of things that are going on, and they can ask for asylum or... I'm not sure it's asylum. What's the word that I'm looking for here? They want... I guess it is asylum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is not about Hispanics. This is about the ban on Muslims, basically. And it shows you the number of Muslims who have come here to four, but we always think that all the people that are coming here from troubled areas are Muslims, and they aren't. I thought that was the biggest find in this information, how many Christians were coming.
They're not supposed to be. The refugees are supposed to be Christian refugees who are driven from areas where their religion is not being tolerated.
Mm-hmm. So then
so
how do any Muslims...
a huge surprise.
How do any Muslims get in at all then, Jennifer?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is up to a program. It's not like what you tell them is what they're going to write down on your form. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can declare whatever religion you want. You can declare anything. And I think if you are, you know, if you probably just kind of apply for it, maybe they're a different branch of Islam, and so they come in through to the country. Maybe they're at risk as well. I mean, there are so many branches of Islam that it's really difficult to know which ones are, you know, copacetic with with each other.
It's the same as the Protestant. How many different sects, S-E-C-T-S, can you name that are Protestants?
There are a lot.
I bet there are a dozen or more, aren't there? When you get right down to the nitty-gritty, maybe more than that. So people say, oh, all Muslims. Yeah. You think all Pentecostalists, say it again, Doug, all Pentecostalists are the same as Seventh-day Adventists, or the same as Episcopalians, or the same as Muslims, Mormons? Yeah, I was thinking of Methodists, but Mormons are supposed to be Christian, too. It's just... it's so silly of us to think that way, but we do because the news media sort of gets us to thinking that way.
I actually think the news about the refugees is good because under the United Nations, refugees are supposed to be located in the area of the world that is closest to them, mm-hmm. that is safest for them to be. I mean, being a refugee is not about picking a destination on a map. It's about relocating for safety. And, I mean, how often do we talk about people who are ignoring Saudi Arabia completely, even though they'd be safe there and there are resources there, good ones that go unused? They just sit empty because... for whatever reason, people are choosing to go there, or the Saudis are trying to push back and not take them in.
So, they don't want anybody. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's really the best option for people. I mean, people don't want to leave their homes. They don't want to completely try to get used to Western culture, our way of life in New York City. I mean, a lot of times they want to stay where they are. They want to stay by their family, and instead they're pushed to all these other crazy countries.
So here was my assumption, and this is why it's not good to assume anything. I'm guessing that most of the people who are coming because of Syria. Is that a relatively intelligent
way? That was it for a long time, yeah.
Right.
That was definitely it. Syria, yeah. There's also problems like in Turkey. There were a lot of people that were running around in Turkey for a while. I mean, there was just a lot of upheaval all throughout the Middle East.
And you know what? It's just, I go back to a throwback, not that the numbers are important, but in my mind, I'm only thinking there are like three or four attacks using chemical weapons, because that seems to be all that we heard about. There have been 34 chemical weapons attacks documented in Syria in the past 27 months. 34 times this bastard Al-Assad, in conjunction with who knows whom, using sarin gas. Putin,
I mean,
is his buddy.
I don't know if they're friends. Well, I say buddy loosely. I mean, you know, politically, they're
Iranians.
In bed together.
If
they're managed, basically, it's kind of like their client state, basically, is what they call it. Yeah.
I think that there is plenty of Iranian involvement here, one way or another. And does this account for the political divisions that are widening this sort of thing? Because we don't really have the right of man. Keep those damn Muslims out of here. I mean, how many times do you hear that from people?
Well, yeah.
People?
I mean,
you do.
Of course. Yeah. Way too much. But that's just a lack of education on, you know, the part of the people who are saying that. It's ignorance. They don't know what they're talking about.
It's also because the people that have been trying to blow us up traditionally have had the Muslim faith behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
I mean, yes.
Right.
People don't understand.
The outsiders,
people,
not Timothy McVeigh,
yeah,
and the others that were
people
insiders.
Don't understand that there are different types of Islam. There are different branches of Islam. They don't understand that. But,
right.
I mean, it's not all ignorance. I mean, they see people blowing up cars and driving their cars into crowds and all that, and it's easy to get scared, that's for sure.
All right, here's a switcheroonie. Yesterday, five nurses working at the Denver Health Medical Center were suspended. Apparently, the medical examiner started a rumor doing an autopsy on a man, and his private parts became part of the conversation. So a bunch of nurses went down to the medical examiner's office to check out this guy's,
ew.
Isn't that...
ew, that's so gross.
They got in trouble.
They did.
Yes, that doesn't surprise me, actually, that people share stuff like that and then everyone comes to look at something, because when I had surgery a few years ago to have an ovarian cyst removed, and it was kind of weird looking, my doctor took a picture of it when I was, you know, on the operating table or after it had been removed, and then apparently showed it to other people, other doctors in the hallway, because they were all intrigued by medical stuff.
Isn't that
stuff.
Different, though, than looking at some dead guy's junk?
Yeah, I think it's different. I'm just saying that it doesn't surprise me that when something medically intriguing happens that they are
right.
Like, oh, come in,
you know
look
what?
At this.
I'm not even going to pretend to be outraged, because, girls, if we're being honest, if the three of us were working in a hospital and we saw some very large piece of anatomy attached to a guy, whether he's dead or alive, I'd be like, hey, guys, go look at room 774. Check that one out. Of course we're going to do that. That's human nature. I know we're supposed to pretend that we're better than that, but I'm not going to.
I guess, I mean, you're right. The whole idea of dead bodies completely freaks me out. But if that was my job and I was used to it and I was in a hospital every day, then that might not be the factor. To me right now, the dead factor is what's creeping me out the most. But yeah, you're right. Everybody always looks. There's a curiosity there, I guess, right?
Really?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
everybody makes friends at work.
So
you know?
Why?
I mean, do you think male doctors or male nurses or orderlies in hospitals, if some lady, you know, has
well,
a nice
that's
rack?
The point. It's always
look at that.
The
yep.
Point of the discussion. Thank you for equal opportunity. Is that men are severely criticized when they meet a woman? First thing they look at are not her eyes necessarily. And so, in this circumstance, if women are looking, you know, I know for a fact that when women often meet men, the first thing they look at is not the eyes. They're looking.
Well, what are we looking at?
Yeah.
What
are we looking at?
You know,
what
do you think? I do not. No, yeah. Very few women are package peakers. There are very few women that size a guy
package
up like that. You
can't
tell.
It's too hard to do. Yeah, it's
yeah.
You can't
tell.
Now I might look at their hands. I definitely look at people's hands.
Feet.
No,
I don't like hands, men's feet. Hands, yes.
Because you can gauge the size of their hand, which is always a good indicator, and then you can also look at how clean they are and if they care about their appearance.
Mm-hmm. That feet were an indicator too.
I've never found that to be anecdotally true. Feet.
Size shoe is Lewis wear?
What size is he? He's a 9.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
So am I.
Right, that's what I'm saying, Jen. There is no correlation, trust me.
Oh, there we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay. I would like to volunteer myself for some research, because Shaq's feet are gigantic. They're like canoes.
Yeah. Isn't he the one that has a short girlfriend?
I would do it. Yeah, he had a tiny girlfriend.
But didn't Shaq also take a shoe off once when he was sitting down during an interview and someone said, is it true that, you know, there's a correlation between your shoe size, and he took his shoe off and put it on his thigh to illustrate that it was true.
That is so great. Awesome. Yeah, and he's got this little tiny girlfriend. Oh, my gosh. She's like a corn dog.
She a spinner?
I think that's what they call him.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Eggs are back, but what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. And longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Eckel, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay, and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Bluestar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Bluestar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Bluestar.
Bluestar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
In
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Past the hour on the Thursday Tech Talk segment, a focus on NASA. You're going to be very excited to hear what's going on in the Twitter department with the space program. And then there's a warning that Victoria will have for you about binge watching on television. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. First, though, our Tech Talk time together. How about that for alliteration? Our Tech Talk time together comes to you today, courtesy of the folks at ZipRecruiter, who are looking to help you. This is technology at its finest. Victoria, have you ever realized, you're not in the hiring mode, but a lot of people who listen to this program are happy for us to give them the advice on ZipRecruiter. But basically, it's a technology play. That's right. What it is. It's so powerful. The technology is so powerful that it can, in real life, in real time, efficiently match the right people for the job that you need to have covered at your company. It's pretty special and pretty amazing. And the fact that 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in a day, 24 hours, is even more fantastic. So, if you're a business person, and many people listen to this part of the program are, they like to find out what's going on in technology and how it applies to them. They're also hiring folks right after Labor Day. It's when a lot of positions open up. So if you've got in mind to hire somebody, or it's your job in a big company to hire somebody, Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Check out their technology. Check out the dashboard. Go to ZipRecruiter.com and use the code DJV. You'll use ZipRecruiter the first time free. Free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what is NASA doing that's kind of cool, especially when you consider how long Voyager has been a part of the space program?
Yeah, well, about a month ago, we talked about NASA had decided that they wanted to add some more memorabilia, if you want to call it that, to the Voyager, to the Golden Record, which has been traveling on the Voyager for 40 years now, right?
Yeah, been a long
time. The Golden Record has a mix of, it's basically, if we ever encountered an extraterrestrial, the Golden Record has images of the United States, it has pictures of our planet, pictures of a human fetus, messages, things like that, voice recordings, color spectrums, all kinds of things like that. So NASA decided they wanted to update it and add a tweet to the mix. So about a month ago, they launched a contest called #MessageToVoyager, and you had 60 characters to come up with the perfect tweet to beam into space. Yesterday, they chose the winner, and in the coolest way possible, they chose Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner,
to read
the winning message and then gave the command to a NASA engineer to send the tweet into space. It's all on video on NASA. You can go and see it. It's super cool. Nothing to me. I just see William Shatner and I just smile. So.
Yep.
It was super, super cool. The winning tweet, which as he opened the envelope, Shatner described it as absolutely beautiful. The winning tweet was, quote, "We offer friendship across the stars, period. You are not alone, period."
Yep.
So that is the tweet that has been beamed 10 billion miles to Voyager 1 and Voyager 2.
V'ger, as it was known when Kirk got onto it in the first Star Trek movie. And that's why he was brought in, among other things. So that's very cool. All right, let's get to this warning for those who are binge watchers. If you're a binge watcher, I'm a binge watcher.
Well, new fall shows are coming out now on Netflix, and so this is very tempting. The weather gets colder, we start to binge more. However, there are a lot of warnings. Lots of health issues are correlated with more TV time, diabetes, heart disease. Sitting down is bad. Some doctors are literally saying sitting is the new smoking. And so if you're watching Netflix, you're binging, when you get that message that pops up, it says, "Are you still watching?" Have you ever had that happen to you, Doug?
Are you watching?
It says, "Are you still watching?"
No.
Well, this is after 3 or 4 episodes, it will pop up and say that. Yeah. Most people just say yes, and they continue to binge. So doctors are now saying when that message comes up, that's your cue to actually stop watching. That's when you've had too much, and you need to stand up, walk around, give yourself at least a half an hour of exercise, get the blood flowing, stretch, do whatever you need to do, go do something else before you resume sitting and binging again. Because that as you get older, sitting has more and more of a negative effect on your body.
Yeah, it sure does. Not good. No matter what, I'm still back on Captain Kirk, actually. That is so cool. All right, take the exercise while you're watching TV. Put the weights in the living room and do push-ups and do that kind of stuff, and then you'll have the best part of two activities, 59 after the hour.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.